Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 5th edition. Got a 13-game slate on tap for you for this Friday to head into the wonderful weekend. Hope you guys had a good Thursday. 8-game slate, a wild one, a five-inning game between Philadelphia and Washington, which kind of bummed us out because you could stack Philly, and it was working quite well in that one. But overall, fun day of action. If you have any questions going into the weekend, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord to get your help over there. If you have the podcast, a rate and review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. Or if you're watching on YouTube, give the old thumbs up and leave a comment in the comment section. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba coming at you twice a week this past week. Bubba and the Bat Flip on Tuesday. Carlos Marcano joined me to recap the trade deadline on Wednesday. So tons of fun stuff there. But you're here for a 13-game slate on Friday. Let's get the totals on the slate. We have Washington, Philadelphia, 8.5. Pirates, Orioles, 8.5. Atlanta, New York Mets, 8.5. White Sox, Rangers, 8. Reds, Brewers, 9. Yankees, Cardinals, 8.5. Rockies, D-backs, 8.5. Angels, Mariners, 6.5. Padres, Dodgers, 8.5. So a lot of 8.5s out there on this 13-game slate. Got a couple weather concerns. Looks like Baltimore might be wet. Philadelphia might be wet yet again. So keep an eye on those situations. Looks like the Northeast is getting a little bit of rain to pester us for this weekend. All right, pitching on the slate, you got two guys over 10K, and your main dog is Dylan Cease, 10-4 at the Texas Rangers. Cease has been outstanding this season, 2.01 ERA, averaging over 23 DK points per start, and he's got you 20-plus start. Excuse me, allergies are fun. 20-plus DK points in five straight starts, and basically like 10 of his last 11. He's been nothing short of outstanding. His last start was the first start to give up runs in quite some time. And now he gets to face the wonderful Texas Rangers in pitcher-friendly Texas to make it even better. They're striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Dylan Cease is the elite pay-up spot on this slate. Framber Valdez is interesting. Just remember, he doesn't strike out a lot of guys more often than not. And Cleveland doesn't strike out a lot, but they do. They're striking out almost 20% of the time versus lefties right now over the last month, hitting 225, 109 ISO, 88 WRC+. So Framber's kind of more of a cash game play than a tournament play for me, but I get the appeal if you want to go that direction. We're still waiting on Cleveland starter. That's up in the air at this point in time. So we'll kind of pass on that one. Tony Gonsolin's been great this year. I don't want to put him up against that San Diego team right now, so I'll pass on that one. But you got Robbie Ray at $8,900. Got shelled his last time out against Houston. His last two time out, two starts were both against Houston. Prior to that, though, 20 or more points in four straight starts, 30 or more in two of those four. And now he gets the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who hit 7 home runs on Thursday and still lost to the Oakland A's. They're striking out 23% of the time the past month versus left-handed pitching, hitting 181 with an 089 ISO and a 47 WRC+. So Robbie Ray is an outstanding play tonight at $8,900. You got Tyler Molle making his Twins debut against the Jays. I'll pass, but I'm really excited to see what Molle has to do going forward on that Minnesota team. So right now it's just Dylan Cease and Robbie Ray as we keep going down the price points here. Pitching is not great. Like I said, we're still waiting on Cleveland's pitcher and a few other ones. You got Corey Kluber at $8,200, but it's just, you know, he got 24 points his last time out, but then a couple sub-10-point games and a couple 24-plus point games. So which Corey Kluber are you going to get? He's going to give you 5 or 6 innings pretty much every start. Can he get you the strikeouts? If he gets you the strikeouts, you're good to go, and lucky for you. He's facing the Detroit Tigers, who are striking out nearly 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month, hitting 202 with an 094 ISO and a 59 WRC+. So Kluber at $8,200 does check the boxes as an option on this slate. Eric Lauer is interesting. He gets Cincinnati at home, so not in Great American Small Park. A depleted Cincinnati team. A Cincinnati team that's striking out nearly 29% of the time versus left-handed pitching this past month with a 90 WRC+. So this is a really, really good spot for Eric Lauer. He's been a gangbuster out the gate, kind of slowed down a bit of late, but still got you 17 or more points in four of his last five. At 8K against Cincinnati, that's a really strong spot for him as well. So he makes for a good play at $8,000. Other than that, Jose Berrios, better at home than on the road this year. He's on the road at Minnesota. I'll probably pass. I'd probably rather take a chance on Lauer or Kluber a little higher, but on this kind of a slate, if you want to go Berrios, okay, I get it. Kyle Gibson at $7,000 is coming off the bereavement list. This could be a very, very good play at home against the Washington Nationals. The Nationals did get to Syndergaard, but we know Syndergaard has his issues with left-handed pitching. Nationals striking out about 20% of the time, 226 average, 81 ISO or WRC plus over the last month, and we all know that's going to go down with Soto and Bell out of town. So Kyle Gibson at 7K is a good value play. The other value play I like is Dean Kramer at $6,600 if you're feeling really frisky. I would rather have Kyle Gibson, but if you need to go Kramer, you can. He's boom or bust. He's all or nothing with him, but he's facing the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's a team you know you can pick on. Striking out 26% of the time versus righties, 216 average, 131 ISO, 79 WRC plus over the last month. So Kramer is an option if you like. Not one of the best options, but he's an option nonetheless. And then the last thing I'll mention is, as much as I give Zach Greinke a hard time, and I'll look to fade Zach Greinke more often than not, he's only $5,600 on the slate. He's only 56. 7.1, 18.9, 3.6, 22.9. Those are his points in his last three games. The two really good games were both at home against the Angels and the Cleveland Guardians, given bad baseball teams. But Boston is not world beaters right now. They have a much better offense, but they're striking out 28% of the time versus righties, 217 average, 73 WRC plus. Greinke's not good. We know this. He's not going to usually strike a lot of guys out. 3-5-3-5 in his last four starts. So that gives you a whopping 16 Ks over a 19 innings. But he's given up six total runs over that stretch. At $5,600, you can do much worse than Zach Greinke. So it's at least on the radar on this 13-game slate. Recapping your pitching, I love Dylan Cease. I think everyone's going to love Dylan Cease. Great spot at 10-4. You can go Framber at 99. I prefer him more in cash than in tournaments. I think I'd rather pay 500 more for the ceiling of Dylan Cease, but both are in play. Robbie Ray at $8,900 is a great price point to get against the Angels, hoping he bounces back. He does give up a lot of home runs, but this Halo team, I don't see. Yeah, I take my chances in that one. A few other ones, though. Eric Lauer at 8,000 is very strong. Kluber at 82 is not too bad. I prefer Lauer over Kluber. Both good place for you. Then you got Kyle Gibson, and I'm not even going to say Dean Kramer anymore. I'm going to go Kyle Gibson and Zach Greinke if you want to, which it's crazy for me to recommend Greinke if you've listened to this show long enough, but $5,600 is, he's not great, but that's kind of a slap in the face. So I think that's a very enticing play.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
The bats on this 13-game slate, plenty of them to choose from. And we'll start at the catcher's position as always. You got Salvi Perez. When Winkowski is pitching for Boston, Perez went deep again on Thursday. The dude's just crushing right now. He's $4,800 in a very, very good spot. MJ Melendez, catcher outfit eligible. He does 11th home run of the season on Thursday. He's $4,500, so Kansas City could be a fun stack in that matchup. Some cheaper plays, though, 4K and below. If you want to fade Herman Marquez, Carson Kelly's only $3,900. I prefer Carson Kelly versus lefties, but Carson's hitting everything right now. So $3,900 is a decent price tag there. If you are fading Robbie Ray, Max Stassi, if he does anything well, it's hit lefties with authority. So $3,700 for him. And then other than that, you go below 3K, you're going to get Victor Caratini most likely starting for Milwaukee because Omar Narvaez just went on the IL. Caratini went deep on Thursday, gets to face a scrub in Duggar for Cincinnati. It might even change because there's it was to be determined. Right now it says Duggar. It's been all over the board, but it's a scrub pitcher in a bullpen game most likely, which is a bunch of scrubs for Cincinnati. So you have Vic Caratini at $2,900. It's a really, really good price point for that matchup. Jose Trevino is only $2,700 versus Dakota Hudson, who is not good. So a couple really good values at the catcher's position with Caratini and Trevino. If you just want to punt the position, you can really enjoy either one of those if you so choose. First base position, Goldie, it's first a lefty, but it's Nestor Cortez, so tread carefully, but I still don't hate it if you're feeling it, but I'd rather save some cash on this slate. And, you know, like Rowdy Tellez versus Duggar at $5,100, that's worth the price right there. You got Andrew Vaughn and Jose Abreu at $4,900 each versus Clint Otto. Both great plays. Vaughn, you can also play in the outfield, so the White Sox could be a nice spot to target as well. I love Anthony Rizzo at $4,700. I wish it was in Yankee Stadium with that short porch, but that's a good look. I don't even mind CJ Cron versus Bumgarner, which was Coors, but Cron against lefties, Bumgarner's bad, $4,500. So you don't have to go to the top at first base. You got some nice mid-price, and you'll have even more value as you slide down. Hope you guys enjoyed Rhys Hoskins' Ding Dong City on Thursday. He's $3,900 versus Josiah Gray. Gray's good, but gets up a ton of home runs. Watch the weather in that game, but Hoskins could be fun as well. Cheaper plays than that. You got Christian Walker in tournaments at 36. Yeah, I don't hate it. It's a tournament play for sure. Trey Mancini had the day off on Thursday. His first base outfit eligible at $3,100. See who starts for Cleveland. That could be a really, really nice value for Trey Boo Boo as well. Vinny Pascantino, if you're fading Winkowski in Boston, he's $2,200. You have Prado at 2K, of course, but Pascantino had an RBI knock and I think one other hit on Thursday. He's $2,200. You can get some nice Royals action on this slate. Second base position, if you want to go Altuve, sure. I don't really care who's pitching for Cleveland. If you want to go Altuve, that's fine at 54. Or you just save some scratch. If you want to fade Lauer, Jonathan India is 49. Brendan Rodgers is 47 versus Bumgarner. Those are a couple spots to go with. Brandon Lau in tournaments versus the righty Garcia at 46. Wish it wasn't in Detroit, but it's a great situation to attack. Going down lower, though, Colton Wong at only $4,200 is an outstanding value. He's been swinging a very good bat in Milwaukee. They should be popular on this slate, and Colton Wong's value at 42, that's like a cash game play with tremendous upside as well. Below 4K, though, it's murky. It's very murky. You got to see who's in the lineups for some of these values because the value is like maybe Hanser Alberto. He's second base, third base eligible against Sean Manaea. Manaea's bad. Hanser Alberto usually starts. He'll probably play third base. First left-handed pitcher, he's $2,500. That's a really good value. Hits lefties very, very well. So I could see a Hanser Alberto $2,500 play playing out very well. And then let me see if he's down here. I played him as a punt. Yeah, Massey of Kansas City. He'll hit like sixth or seventh potentially. He's 2K, decent batting average guy, a little bit of speed in the minors. And he's been productive for 2K. He's getting like 5 to 6 points a game roughly. So for 2K, that's a decent punt, another cheap Kansas City play for you. Third base position, you got J-Ram, who's always worth a look, but you can go cheaper. Like if you are fading Granky, Rafael Devers at 52 is outstanding. You got Bregman at 5K as well, which is very, very solid. You know, Tyler Molly does give up a lot of fly balls. If you want to fade him in his first start from Minnesota, Matt Chapman's 4,700. Don't hate it if that's a direction you would like to go. Josh Donaldson is only 41. Tournament only, do not play Donaldson in cash, but tournament only at $4,100 versus Hudson is in play. Luis Urias, again, for your Milwaukee stacks is $4,100, a little bit cheaper play for your Milwaukees. If you're fading Dean Kramer, which is a very good choice from time to time, like Brian Hayes is $3,700, so that's a decent price point for you. I mentioned Hanser Alberto at $2,500 for the Dodgers. He's second base, third base eligible, so he's another one you can take a peek at as well. Shortstop, Trey Turner versus Manaea is outstanding at 56. Again, Manaea is not good. He's just not good. Willie Adames at 54 is great as well. Duggar, so two elite pay-up spots at the shortstop position if you so choose. Or you go below 5K, Bobby Witt Jr. is only $4,800. So that's a bit of a discount from the guys up top, which is a very good spot as well. O'Neill Cruz is really heating up again. He's only $4,200. It's a really good value versus Dean Kramer. He's left-handed, so you don't have to worry about that extra fence or deep fence in left field in Baltimore. So O'Neill Cruz at 42 is a good value for him. Jorge Mateo's $3,400 versus Mitch Keller. He's a decent value. I'd almost rather get up to O'Neill Cruz. That's $800, so it's not easy, but that's kind of where I'd be looking at that position. Heading to the outfield, you'll have plenty of options here. You should have Aaron Judge against Dakota Hudson at 59. That's great. Mookie Betts, another home run on Thursday. He's just unconscious. He's $5,800 versus Manaea. That's great. Jordan Alvarez at 57. I kind of like Betts up here up top versus Manaea. I love fading Manaea. Some people still believe he's good. He'll throw you a good start once in a while. I'm not going to deny that. But overall, he's just not very good. So Dodgers should be a fun one there. Juan Soto at 55. He's going to have a big game sooner or later for the Padres, and it's only his third game with them, but it could be a lot of fun. Lou Bob at 53 versus Glen Otto is definitely a spot you can look to target. Going down below 5K or at 5K is Hunter Renfro. No one's going to pay that price point, so that's very intriguing in tournaments. Same with Cedric Mullins at $4,900 versus Mitch Keller. So those two will probably get overlooked on this slate. Definitely somewhere you could look to target to be different in your lineups. If you aren't using Greinke, Tommy Pham's 48. Only if you're stacking Boston, don't use him as a one-off. Going down farther than Mr. Tommy Pham, MJ Melendez, mentioned him earlier, he's 4,500. Jerks and Profar's swinging it well, but if you're going to attack Gonsolin, go all in. That's all I'm going to say is don't just pussyfoot around, go all in. So if you're going to attack him, it's Profar, it's Soto, it's Bell, it's Machado, like just go all in. Don't pussyfoot around that one. Grisham for value if you want, stuff like that. McCutcheon's 44, love Milwaukee, as you can tell by now. I mentioned Eloy Jimenez continues to rake, really swinging it hot. He's only $4,300 for Glen Otto. That's a great value. That's even cash game viable on this one. Andrew Benintendi at $4,200, probably at the top of the Yankees lineup against Dakota Hudson. That's a pretty solid value as well with Benintendi. Don't mind Brian Reynolds at 4K. He went deep on Wednesday as a walk-off home run. $4,000 versus Dean Kramer is a very good value for Brian Reynolds. So some nice low 4K value in the outfield. Let's go to 3K range now. Aledmys Diaz at 35 brings you some pop in that Houston lineup, playing versus righties, so don't worry about that. Low 3Ks. Trace Thompson for the Dodgers is only $3,300 for Sean Manaea. He should get the start with the lefty on the bump. Mentioned Trey Boo Boo at 31. He is a look for you as well. And then when you go down even farther here, 3K in below, Trent Grisham is 3K versus Gonsolin. That's a tournament value for you or a stack play, that's for sure. Other than that, Chaz McCormick had a monster Thursday. He's $2,600. If he cracks the lineup, that could be a fun one to look to take the value on that. Yeah, and then other than that, just check lineups. You'll get some. Like even Joe Adell went deep on Thursday, and they still lost. That's just so comical with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Okay, recapping your pitching is Dylan Cease with the bullet at 10-4. Absolutely great price point, great matchup, great play on this slate. Framber Valdez is fine, prefer him more in cash than in tournaments. You go down farther, Robbie Rate, 89 is very solid, hoping for that bounce back. He had a couple rough ones here, but really, really great spot versus the Angels. Kluber at 82, Lauer at 8K, both nice mid-price plays. I prefer Lauer over Kluber. And then if you're punting, Kyle Gibson at 7K, or just go all the way to Greinke at 56. For stacks, I don't mind some Pitt versus Baltimore. Don't even mind Baltimore either. I like a mini potential game stack there, but watch the weather. It looks nasty, but some one-offs, maybe not full stacks, like the O'Neill Cruises, the Brian Reynolds is cheap, your Cedric Mullins, stuff like that, to take advantage of that ballpark. Washington at Philly. You can attack Josiah Gray again if you want. Just watch the weather in that one. Love Houston. I don't care who's pitching for Cleveland. I like Houston a lot in that one. They're really swinging solid bats right now. The White Sox versus Glen Otto is very intriguing. Very good spot there. Really enjoying Kansas City on this one. Kansas City probably gets overlooked on a 13-game slate. I like them. There's a lot of value. Mentioned a lot of low 2K guys to go with some of the expensive salvies of the world. So I like Kansas City versus Winkowski. Love Milwaukee versus Cincinnati. So that's another great spot to target there. Really like the Yankees versus Dakota Hudson as well. So some nice games there starting around 8:05. p.m. Eastern time. Other than that, not a whole lot else immediately. Like you can always target Bumgarner, but Colorado. So my main ones, New York, Milwaukee, Kansas City. That's where I really want to focus. Chicago, Houston, you can sprinkle in. That Pitt Baltimore can be very interesting as well. But that'll do it, folks. 13 game Friday slate coming at you. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord for your questions as well. If you're watching on YouTube, give the old thumbs up, leave a comment in the comment section. I would appreciate that too. Hope you all have a great weekend. I'll be back with you guys recording Sunday night to get your Monday action ready for you. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 5th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.